Hello, BGTY Nation. It's Dr. Joy. I'm ready to begin another conversation that I hope will bring joy to your life. Before we begin this episode, I would like to introduce myself to those who are just listening for the first time. Dr. Joy is my name. I am an educator, a podcaster, and a motivator who loves to do research. I love to talk and motivate people to be good to themselves. BGTY, Bringing Joy to Life podcast, is an authentic podcast that brings life topics to life with the hope that you experience joy in your life. Are you ready for the journey? Come on, let's dive in. This is the last week in February, and it's time to sum up this thing called love. During this month, we had conversations about relationship love, self-love, married love, and being single while bringing joy to your life. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, go back and dive in. You will not be disappointed. There are so many songs about love. I've listened to many of them. Do these songs get you in the mood of being in love? Or when you listen, do they take you to the dark side or the negative side? Well, love can make you feel high or it can make you feel low. As you discover who you are, you will have to determine where you want to be. So let's sum up the month of February. Don't let anything stop you from feeling the joy. That's the topic this week. So our first stop is season 2, episode 4, Love the Good, the Bad, the Ugly. So during this episode, we talked about relationship love. Relationship love have 3 levels: the good, the bad, and the ugly. Where you don't want to be in a relationship is the UGLY, you don't have no alibi stage. This stage has gone south. And if you are in this stage of a relationship, it is definitely a Debbie Downer kind of relationship. This type of relationship will also have you questioning whether or not you deserve to be treated horribly. So I will make it clear to you, you do not deserve to be in a UGLY relationship. You do not deserve to be treated horribly. Good love and all of its benefits will get you where you need to be. And of course, bring joy to your life. So don't forget to check out season 2, episode 4. It's all about relationship love, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if you've already listened, drop back by, because every time I listen, I learn something new. What about self-love? Have you discovered it? Are you feeling the joy? Check out season 2, episode 5. If loving me is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Loving yourself is something that is hard to do for some people, but you have to love yourself before you can love someone else. Hello, it's self-love. I was wondering if after this episode, you would like to meet to go over everything you know you are to love about yourself. Hello, can you hear me? It's that time, you know, that self-love is what you need to have. So please remember that caring for yourself is your first responsibility. There's such a difference that you should recognize and know putting yourself first is where you ought to be. Hello from self-love. I'm calling for you to recognize that attention is needed. So please oblige. This was an interesting episode. I hope you get the opportunity to either go back and listen or listen for the first time. My most favorite type of love is merit love. Yes, that's right. It's my most favorite type because this is where I am. I've been married to my boo for 22 years and counting. We dated for 4.5 years and got married early, straight out of college at the age of 23 years old. Presently, I wouldn't recommend getting married that early. Why? Because you really haven't learned who you are as an individual. And when you have to learn to love yourself in a marriage, you will go through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, Melvin and I, we have learned so much about ourselves as individuals, and we have also gained a lot of wisdom to make our marriage stronger as we continue to do this love thing together. Season 2, Episode 6 was an interview conversation with our friends, Rico and Nicole King. They've been our friends for a long time. Rico was my husband's best man, and my husband, Melvin, was in Rico and Nicole's wedding too. They dated when we were dating way back in the 90s. They witnessed our dating journey as we witnessed theirs. Rico and Nicole's love story is one that tests the times. It was so unconventional, yet so beautiful. Nicole had 3 children prior to marrying Rico. Rico had no children. He accepted Nicole's children as his own from the time they were dating until they got married on February 14th, that love day in February. Rico and Nicole went on to have another child together. And 21 years later, they are still going strong as a couple. They're still going strong as parents of 4 adult children, and they are even grandparents. Unconventional love it was, but definitely real love until death do them part. This was a great episode that brought joy to their lives and just joy to anyone's life that is listening to that interview. Feel the joy. Season 2, Episode 7 focused on single life and how you shouldn't believe the misconceptions that paint being single as something that is negative. If you are in the season of being single, embrace it and feel the joy. During this episode, I focused on 5 steps to maintaining joy. Check them out. 1, mind decluttering. If you're single, your mind can be more clear and you can focus on things that you want to focus on. You can focus on things that bring you joy without having to have someone else in that picture. 2 was emotional detachments. Attachments do not exist because you are single. You don't have to worry about somebody else's emotions. You don't have to worry about hurting somebody's feelings. The only feelings you are worried about is yours. 3, make time to know who you are. Trial and error is forgiven by only you. This is the perfect opportunity to make time to know who you are because you're single and nobody is there to judge you. Number four was eating healthy, exercise, and embracing a healthier lifestyle. In that episode, I told you that yes, can married people or people who are attached in a relationship eat healthy, exercise, and embrace a healthier lifestyle? Yes, they can. But the reason I added this as number four is because as a single person, again, you only have to think about yourself. You can go and eat whatever you want when you want. You can go and exercise 1 hour, 2 hours, or half the day if you want to, without having to think about someone else or think about how someone else is going to feel. So yes, does eating healthy, exercising, and embracing a healthy life, a healthier lifestyle is good for a single person? Is so much better. And five, you as a single person get the opportunity to spend time with whoever you want to. You have more time to be single than you have being coupled up. What do I mean by that? Well, extended family. You have more time to be with an extended family. You have more time to be with friends and stay out as late as you want. When you are coupled up or in a relationship or even married, you don't have all of that time because you have other roles and responsibilities. Okay, BGTY, can you feel the joy today? Can you understand what love is all about? February, the love month, has definitely been full of episodes that make you want to continue to bring joy to your life and BGTY, be good to yourself. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, I hope that this was a goodie for you, and I hope you will go back and listen to past episodes. Also, make sure that you subscribe to this this podcast and share this podcast and the many episodes that I've recorded with others. I really would like you also to make time to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps me to really understand what I am doing is bringing joy to your life. And if you want to leave me a topic to research and talk about, do that too. Or DM me at through my email. Follow me on social media. Instagram, I love. Follow me at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Instagram is where I send out positive blurbs to the BGTY Nation. I'm also on Facebook at Bringing Joy to Life. Now, next month is a new theme and new ways to bring joy to your life. Remember to BGTY or be good to yourself. Feel the joy for the rest of this week. And I will see you next week in March. Thank you for listening to Dr. Joy, where she is always bringing positive vibes, research-based topics, and helping you to bring joy to your life. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast. And don't forget to leave a positive review. See you next time with Dr. Joy.